I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Hurricane Milton plowed into the Atlantic Ocean on Thursday after cutting a destructive path across Florida that spawned more than a dozen tornadoes, destroyed homes, and killed at least five people. But the storm did not trigger the catastrophic surge of seawater that was feared. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Thankfully, this was not the worst-case scenario.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that while the storm was not as bad as feared, the damage was still widespread. Milton downed power lines and left more than 3 million homes and businesses without power. Some neighborhoods experienced significant flooding, but the Tampa Bay area appeared to have escaped the storm surge that had prompted the most dire warnings. In St. Petersburg, the roof was torn off Tropicana Field, a staging area for first responders, and a large construction crane collapsed.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. U.S. President Joe Biden is angrily calling out his predecessor for spreading misinformation about the federal hurricane response. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For days, the White House has admonished Donald Trump and others over false claims, like saying FEMA's assistance is capped at $750. That's actually an immediate need payment for urgent requirements like food and diapers.
They got to stop this. They're being so damn un-American with the way they're talking about this stuff.
Asked if he plans to talk with Trump and urge him to stop.
Are you kidding me?
And then look straight to the TV cameras.
Mr. President Trump, former President Trump, get a life, man. Help these people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News.